News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Nepal cabinet on Monday approved a fresh political map which included Limpiadhura, Lipulekh and Kalapani as part of its territory. Nepal Foreign Minister Pradeep Gyawali wrote on Twitter, "The official map is being made public by the Ministry of Land Management soon." The decision was hailed by the country's tourism minister Yogesh Bhattarai, who said in a tweet, "Today the decision by the Council of Ministers of the Government of Nepal will be written in golden letters in the pages of history." This is perhaps for the first time in several years that India's historically connected neighbour and friend has taken such a severe confrontational stand, even as the issue has remained simmering for a while. The move comes 10 days after Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated a link road on the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra route in Pithoragarh in Uttarakhand, leading to Lipulekh. Nepal's Foreign Ministry had issued a press release objecting to the link road, claiming it passes through Nepali territory. India had rejected the claim, saying it lies completely within the territory of India. India has said the road follows the pre-existing route used by pilgrims of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. Under the present project, the same road has been made pliable for the ease and convenience of pilgrims, locals and traders, an official said. But in a rare move a day later, Nepal's foreign minister summoned Indian ambassador Vinay Quatra and issued a diplomatic note on the road inaugurated. Quatra reiterated what the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson had said in a statement issued on May 9. He said, "India is committed to resolving outstanding boundary issues through diplomatic dialogue and in the spirit of our close and friendly bilateral relations with Nepal." Singh had inaugurated the 80-kilometer link road between Dharchula in Uttarakhand to Lipulekh Pass along the border with China, the gateway to Kailash Mansarovar. At the time, he had said that with the completion of the link road, the arduous Kailash Mansarovar Yatra could be undertaken in a week's time as compared to 2 to 3 weeks earlier. The road also means that 84% of the pilgrimage journey on land will now be undertaken in Indian territory and 16% in China, as opposed to 80% of the journey being undertaken in foreign land earlier. Nepal's foreign ministry in a statement called the move a unilateral act and said it runs against the understanding reached between the two countries, including at the level of the prime ministers, that a solution to the boundary issues would be sought through negotiation. MEA spokesperson Anurag Srivastava said, "India and Nepal have established a mechanism to deal with all boundary matters. The boundary delineation exercise with Nepal is ongoing." Meanwhile, Army Chief General Naravane also indicated that Nepal was acting at the behest of China in its protest against the route. Speaking at a webinar organized by the Manohar Parikar Institute of Defense Studies and Analysis, he said, "There is reason to believe that they might have raised this issue at the behest of someone else, and that is very much a possibility." Last year, following the carving of the Union Territory of Ladakh from Jammu and Kashmir, the new map issued by India showed Kalapani as part of Pithoragarh. Nepal had raised objections even at that time. The then MEA spokesperson Ravish Kumar, in his press briefing on November 7 last year, had said, "Our map accurately depicts the sovereign territory of India. The new map has in no way revised our boundary with Nepal." With gale winds likely to touch a peak speed of 195 km per hour, tropical cyclonic storm Amphan, which is currently categorized as a supercyclone, is primed to inflict a lot of damage in the coastal districts of West Bengal and Bangladesh, said India Meteorological Department Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra on Monday. However, it is likely to reduce in intensity and will be an extremely severe cyclonic storm when it makes landfall between Digha in Bengal and Hatia in Bangladesh on May 20. East Medinipur, North 24 Parganas and South 24 Parganas will be the most affected due to the storm, said Mohapatra, adding there will be a storm surge that will lead to tidal waves 4 to 6 meters tall. Amphan has developed over the Bay of Bengal just 6 months after a very severe cyclonic storm Bulbul made landfall near Sagar Island in Bengal on November 9. As on Monday evening, the storm lay 730 km south of Paradip, 890 km south-southwest of Digha, and 1010 km off Khepupada in Bangladesh. The storm has fed on high ocean thermal energy and high wind shear, It is only the second time that a super cyclone has formed over Bay of Bengal, the first being the 1999 super cyclone that hit Orisha. The heat content in seas of Bay of Bengal is always higher compared to Arabian Sea. This helps formation of cyclones, said Mohapatra. If you look at the most probable track, the eye of the storm is likely to pass through Sundarbans. The intensity will be lesser compared to Fani, which had touched maximum speed of 200 km per hour, he added. TikTok, the popular short video app that has also drawn security and privacy concerns, has a new high-profile CEO from Disney, Kevin Mayer. Mayer will also be chief operating officer of TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, and report to its founder and CEO, Yiming Zhang, the company announced on Monday. He led Disney's streaming business, which launched Disney Plus in November, and has already emerged as a threat in the increasingly competitive streaming video arena with 54.5 million subscribers. Mayer was also known for his role in building Disney through mergers, including the industry-changing 2019 acquisition of 21st Century Fox's TV and film business that created an entertainment behemoth. TikTok's app features short videos, many with music and dancing, that has become a favorite of younger people and is known for its goofy, light-hearted feel. However, it has been the focus of U.S. national security concerns because of its Chinese ownership. A U.S. national security agency is reviewing ByteDance's purchase of TikTok's precursor, musical.ly, while the U.S. military branches have banned the app from government-issued phones. Government officials have in recent years cracked down on Chinese companies, including telecom giant Huawei. There is concern that Chinese companies may share data with the Chinese government. TikTok and Huawei deny this. The federal government has also fined TikTok for breaking children's privacy laws, and privacy watchdogs recently filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission saying the company was still violating the law. Like everyone else, I've been impressed watching the company build something incredibly rare in TikTok, a creative, positive online global community. And I'm excited to help lead the next phase of ByteDance's journey as the company continues to expand its breadth of products across every region of the world, Mayer said in a statement. He leaves Disney a few months after the entertainment giant named a longtime executive, Bob Chapek, to replace the well-regarded CEO, Bob Iger. Mayer had been regarded as a possible Iger successor. And actor Nawazuddin Siddiqui's wife, Alia Siddiqui, has sent a legal notice to the actor claiming maintenance and divorce. The notice was sent to the Sacred Games star on May 7 through email and WhatsApp, her lawyer Abhay Sahai said. The lawyer also said that Nawazuddin is yet to respond to the notice. Mrs. Siddiqui, our client, has also sent the notice through WhatsApp. However, Mr. Siddiqui has not responded till date. The notice has been sent claiming maintenance and divorce, Sahai told PTI on Monday. The 45-year-old actor is currently in his hometown Budhana in Uttar Pradesh with his family members, where he reached on May 12 after getting the necessary permission for travel from the authorities in Maharashtra. Due to the recent loss of my younger sister, my mother, who is 71 years old, got anxiety attack twice. We have followed all the guidelines given by the state government, Nawazuddin tweeted on Monday. Sahai said he can't divulge the details of the notice as it is confidential, but said the allegations against the actor, as well as his family members, are quite serious. Nawazuddin and Alia, who got married in 2009, have two children. Athletics great and eight-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt and his longtime girlfriend Casey Bennett welcomed their first child on Sunday. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness confirmed in a congratulatory tweet on Monday. Jamaica's Bolt, who holds world records in the 100-meter and 200-meter distance, confirmed Bennett was expecting a daughter in an Instagram video in March. Congratulations to our sprint legend Usain Bolt and Casey Bennett on the arrival of their baby girl, Holness tweeted. Bolt, the only sprinter to win the 100-meter and 200-meter golds at three consecutive Olympics, 2008, 2012 and 2016, had previously said he would advise his future children against following in his footsteps. That's going to be hard for my kid. If they want to do it, I'm fine with it. But initially, I'm going to say don't do it because I know the pressure that will come along with it, the 33-year-old said during the weekend of Super Bowl Live in Miami. An 11-time world champion, Bolt retired after the 2017 World Championships in London, where he suffered a hamstring injury in the final race of his career. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.